This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Danny Palmer.
So my name is Robert Dekker. I work for a company called Leapfrog, and we're an educational entertainment company, originally from the US, but been for almost 10 years now in the UK. We had the Gadget Show now for the second year running, because it's great to go out, meet actual consumers, explain about our products, but also be in an environment where, you know, people like their tech stuff when they come here, but they also care much about consumer experiences and just entertainment. And it's a good environment for us to showcase all the products, take the time, and show really what they can do. Products that we sell sort of fall in three categories. We have our more traditional toys, so pretend play laptops, pretend play phones, plush, etc. Then we have a range of reading products, which are our interactive pens, which interact either with books or maps, and our multimedia devices, which are Leapster Explorer, a handheld gaming device, and our LeapPad, which is a learning tablet, which we launched last year and was the most successful toy in 2011. So that's roughly why we're here.
So how important is the whole interactivity in getting children to learn new things?
We think it's vitally important, because learning itself is much more than just doing the core curriculum, if you wish. So it's much more than just reading, math, science. There's so many tech already around children these days. They use their parents' iPads, their parents' iPhones. They see interactive multimedia devices being brought into school. So why not use that, but do it in a way which is suitable for children, really, designed from the ground up for children, and something which really teaches them properly from the ground up how to learn to read, how to learn to write, but make it a little bit fun and interactive as well.
And that's what you've got here with the LeapPad Explorer.
Yeah, correct, yes. So basically, it's a tablet PC, but specifically designed for children in terms of its ruggedness, so you can drop it and it doesn't break. But more importantly, with all the content that's available, it's all around educational entertainment for children from, let's say, 4 to 8, 9 years old.
So how do you go about designing and testing that? Do you bring children into labs to try it out, or is it a case of, you know, a science and theory?
It's a bit of both. So it starts with science and theory, but we do have 4 full-time PhDs, educational PhDs, working for us in our headquarters in San Francisco. And they actually, what they do is, once we have prototypes of early versions of devices, they will actually bring loads of children in and let them play with those devices, those prototypes, and see what happens, see how children interact. And from then on, we take the learnings and we fine-tune the devices. So we really try to, first of all, make sure that all the core elements of each applicable curriculum is built into the apps. And then we use actual children to test it and look at their feedback, what they tell us.
And how many different types of games have you got on the devices, and how do you go about deciding which to make? And do you build them yourselves, or are they outside, made from the outside?
Most of the stuff which is on the devices, we build ourselves. And at the moment, there's about 120 games and apps available. And by the end of the year, we're aiming to have 200 available, which is spread really over games, e-books, but also video content. And what we try to do, it has a mix of educational entertainment, but also things which are just for fun, as long as it's appropriate. So if you want to use the devices to watch Thomas the Tank Engine of Sesame Street, great. Because there is some educational element in there as well, in terms of social skills, moral, etc., etc.
And are you pushing for these sort of things to be used in sort of preschool and things like that?
It's something which we just started to explore, obviously because of the success we've had in the last 2 years. Schools are very interested in talk to us to see how they can use the devices. We're also working with various charities at the moment to see how they can use the devices in their aim to help children from, let's say, more poor areas to learn how to read, or children with learning disabilities. So we're trying to find ways to, without pushing it ourselves too much, to see if we can help people with using this technology.
And are you selling the products here at the Gadget Show as well?
Yes, we do.
Cool. And for those who aren't here, how can they either buy the product or find out more information?
So first of all, the best way to find out information is just to go to our website, leapfrog.co.uk. From that website, you can also find various links to retailers who stock and sell our products, whether it's Toys R Us or Argos or Smiths or Amazon, for instance. But there's more others out there as well.
And so anything else you'd like to add about LeapFrog and the products?
Well, the other thing which I really would like to add to it is that it's although we call it educational entertainment, it's also lots of fun. And it's also built around social experience. So we really also encourage people, when they go into our brand, is have a think about how you can play with it together with your child and really help them explore.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.